Sun Radio, the first Sunday of the Austin City Limits Music Festival here in Zilker Park. I'm Kevin Connor, and BB Stockwell just stopped by.
Hi.
Hi, BB.
Hello.
Can we talk in our native tongue?
Yes.
Your album, Driving Backwards, is so awesome.
Thank you.
It's wicked awesome.
It's wicked.
Yeah. I'm from Boston, too.
Oh, you are?
But I've been down
Wait,
here.
Wait, where?
Born in Dorchester, raised in Milton.
Oh, sick.
So
okay.
I'm a Red Line kid.
I love that. I love the Red Line. Green Line.
You're a Green Line, Red Line option.
Yeah,
kid.
Yeah.
Beacon Hill. Now, if you've ever seen the TV show Cheers, which back in my day was the Bull and Finch Pub.
They Still there.
Yeah, I know. But they changed finally to Cheers. There's a hill behind that bar, and up on that hill is where BB grew up, on Beacon Hill with cobblestone streets. John Kerry walking around going, why didn't I win?
Exactly.
Good place to grow up there?
Yeah. It was a great community, and my parents had fun, and I had fun, and yeah, it was sweet.
Your parents, your family has deep roots in Boston.
Yeah. Been there for a while. My grandparents, we live on like at the top of the hill. My grandparents live on the bottom of the hill, and then my other grandparents live like across the park, and so it's definitely, we're all very close, and a lot of my family lives in Maine, and so it's nice to, you know, be close to family, and I kind of take it for granted sometimes, but it is nice.
And BB Stockwell's dad said, you have a twin sister.
Yeah.
And a little sister.
Yeah.
And said, you're all taking piano lessons, you're all taking guitar lessons.
Yeah.
And did you want to right away, or is it like...
Yeah, I feel like when you're little, it's like fun to hit things, and it was just, we were in this like little band. Like I did drums, my little sister was like the singer, and my twin was like doing the piano, and then we'd all kind of like change around, and it was fun to just jam out. But we were never like gonna be a band. Like it was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more for fun.
But you had a guitar teacher who is in a band.
She was, yeah.
Della May.
Yeah.
She's no longer in the band?
No, she's on her... She's. I think she's solo.
I know them. Which player?
Courtney.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Guitarist. Insane guitarist.
So you had access to teachers that were attending the Berklee School of Music.
Yeah.
What a great resource.
I mean, it was right up the street, and so it was nice to, you know... I mean, I was kind of too young to maybe... I feel like sometimes I was like, oh, I don't want to take lessons, but they were also lovely and nice and patient. Which was great.
We're talking to BB Stockwell here on Sun Radio. We've been playing Minor Inconveniences, but there's a song, Live Forever, later in the album, that made me think that you might have some familiarity with the Great American Songbook, too. There's BB Stockwell songs, but
what is it?
Standards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever sing old standards?
When I was little.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I wish. I think when I was like learning music, I was more like... They were teaching me that kind of music. It's a bit easier to play.
Yeah, but standards to you might be Bob Dylan.
What?
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Might be a standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not
Cole Porter. I
didn't
learn too much Bob Dylan when I was little.
But I read somewhere that, and I'm fine, that line in Minor Inconvenience is kind of a Bob Dylan. What would Bob Dylan say in this situation? I'm fine.
Yeah, he would say, me and my friends were just joking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just recorded a lot of songs, and we had his guitar player. He's playing like fiddle and guitar on the next project. So it was really cool to be like, wow, you guys used to like write together. And so, it was kind of a weird, it was really cool.
Which player?
Larry Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're already on to the second album. They always say you'd have your whole life to write the first one. And then not enough time to the second one.
This one is, it feels like, maybe not more my first, but I think I've taken a lot of time with this music. And because the first project, I just came out of school, and so it felt a little bit, I have to, you know, put some music out to meet people and stuff.
Yeah.
So this project is, it means a lot to me because I've taken a lot of time on it, and it's, I love the songs so much. Yeah.
Have you done a lot of festival work?
No, I mean, I played Boston Calling, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I had so much fun there, and played a festival in Seattle, Bumbershoot. Bonnaroo got canceled, but we made a little, some fans come to this bar, and we just sang along. And so this is my basically third. Yeah.
Well, you're in the Tito's Tent, which is a nice place, one of the most, perhaps the most intimate place to perform here.
Amazing.
And it's really good. I'm going to come down and see you play down there. But a couple of years ago, Prince's band, The Revolution, played in there.
Oh, cool.
And it was hot and sweaty, and I was just crying. It was so great.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Make them cry in there, BB.
I hope. Hopefully my voice doesn't bust down because I was screaming all day yesterday.
What were you screaming at?
I was just, me and my friends were just running around, like, seeing all the different artists and...
Oh,
yeah.
Here?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, here, yeah, yeah.
What was the best thing you saw?
Olivia Dean and Joe and Sabrina Carpenter and Marina.
There you go.
Yeah.
Marina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I liked it. Very dancey.
BB Stockwell at Sun Radio.